Chair, it's your meeting.
Okay, thank you, and welcome everyone to the Education Talk meeting for March 26th. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Smith? Commissioner Stone?
Here.
Commissioner Langille?
Here.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Burke?
Here.
And Commissioner John?
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Is there any member of staff that would like to identify themselves?
Mo Madani.
Justin Vogel.
Tom Campbell.
All right. Thank you all very much. First, we have the approval of our meeting agenda. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda? Not hearing any. Is there a motion and a second to approve this agenda?
Brown moves the approval.
Is there a second?
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the March 26th meeting agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the agenda is approved. Next, we have the February 3rd meeting minutes. Are there any changes to those minutes that have been posted? Not hearing any. Is there a motion and a second to approve the February 3rd meeting minutes?
Brown moves to minute approval.
Burke, second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the February 3rd meeting minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting minutes are approved. We have no pending accreditor application, so we'll move right on to the new courses. And the first course is course number 949.0, 2017, Advanced Training, Florida Energy Conservation, OL, I assume that's for online, provider, Gold Coast School of Construction, and accredited by Contractors Institute, Koning Enterprises, Inc. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a two-hour online course that is designed to help the construction industry professionals stay up to date on items related to the Florida Energy Conservation Volume of the Florida Building Code. The course consists of lecture, PowerPoint presentation, and class participation activities. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the general public that would like to comment on this course? Is there anyone from the PAC that would like to comment on this course?
Yes, this is David John. I'd like to make a couple editorial notes. If
okay,
I may?
Go ahead.
Starting with slide 15, they list ASHRAE as the American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioned Engineers, and that's no longer true. Now it's just ASHRAE. It doesn't stand for anything but ASHRAE. And that's on slide 15.
Good morning, this is Drew. Sorry I'm late.
Okay, thank you for
joining. Can I keep, there's two other comments. On slide 28, on slide 28, it's 0.4 CFMs, and the slide only shows 040, so they're missing a decimal point.
Okay, is there any more?
Yes, there's one more on slide 48. It says instead of 12, there are eight things listed, so it's just a matter of changing the number from 12 to 8.
Okay. Is the provider or the accreditor on the call?
Yes, Madam Chair. We can make those changes.
And new to this PAC, I have a comment, and I'm not sure if it needs to be addressed or not, but I looked through the course outline, and it really didn't match the presentation, and also it doesn't look like a two-hour course from what the timeline was, so I'm not sure if that's something that should be brought up or not.
Okay, Michael, do you have any comment on that?
The matching of the presentation, that might be something to look at. The timeline is really subjective to the instructor. I understand what you're saying, Commissioner John, but that would be a toughie to make any kind of decision about.
No, I understand, but one of the timelines said like 5 minutes to talk about one slide that was like two things. So
I don't know what
our role is, but I would recommend that that the timeline and the outline are matched to the presentation. I don't know how. I don't have a problem with the presentation itself. I'm just wondering how much we should be concerned about the outlines.
The outline should represent what's happening in the course. Unfortunately, sometimes you'll find that example, then we'll find another example where we'll have 10 slides and the timeline is 2 minutes total. So I understand what you're saying, and that's up to the POC if you want to consider making that kind of change under the auspices of a conditional approval.
Well, I'm not objecting to the presentation at all. I guess I'm raising the issue. I don't see it as a 2-hour presentation, and I don't see the outlines matching the presentation. So,
if I may say something, I think that we have taken care of the outline on the title. We are trying to make every slide says what outline it is on, and we are trying to give all the information that is there. And as such, the timeline is concerned, this being online course, there are links that are provided to go over the thing for them to review, and then there is a question that they have to answer. So on some of these slides, there is more of explanation that goes in rather than
Okay, Commissioner John, are you satisfied with the explanation?
I didn't hear the last thing was very muffled.
Yes,
but,
it was.
I'm okay with the presentation. I'm not sure if it's worth not accepting because of the outline and the time. But how much of that should we be concerned about?
Would you be in favor of doing a conditional approval so that would give the provider and the accreditor time to look at that and make the changes that you
absolutely
noticed on
the
slide?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a worthwhile presentation. I just I went through what I saw, and as long as the provider is willing to make those changes, I'm okay with it. I think the presentation is good.
Okay, so is that a motion for a conditional approval?
Yeah, I would make a motion for conditional approval based on revisions to the outline to match the presentation and just to confirm the timeline.
Okay, and the items that you mentioned on the three slides, to take a look at that as well.
Yeah, those need to be adjusted.
Okay. Is there a second on the conditional approval?
No, I'll second.
Okay, is there any other discussion on this course? All those in favor of conditionally approving course number 949.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The course is conditionally approved. Michael, were you okay with recording what the changes for the conditional are?
Yes, Madam Chair. I recorded all those, and I'll work with the provider and the accreditor to make sure that happens.
Perfect. All right. Our next course is course number 950.0, FBC, Chapter 9, Fire Systems Advanced Internet Course, and that's provided by Stay Safe Enterprises, LLC, and it's accredited by Alarm Association of Florida. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a 1-hour online course that will review the requirements of the Florida Building Code 2017 edition, Chapter 9, Fire Protection Systems. As a result of an administrative review of this course and after speaking with the provider, Mr. Roy Pollack, he has requested that course 950.0 be withdrawn to be resubmitted at a later date. And Madam Chair, I think he is attending this meeting.
Okay, do we need to have a vote on a withdrawal?
I don't think so, but you can if you want.
Okay. If there's no objection, is there a motion for a withdrawal from the POC?
I make that motion. This is David John.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Wayne Gill.
Thank you. All those in favor of accepting the withdrawal of course number 950.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, course number 950.0 is withdrawn. Our next course is course number 946.0, advanced module on structural design. And that's provided by Construction and Engineering School as accredited by Charles Barr. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that focuses on structural design. The goal is to cover specific codes under Chapter 16 and ensure that students understand and are updated on structural design in accordance with Florida Building Code 6th Edition 2017 and can locate information in Chapter 16 efficiently. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course?
Yeah, this is David John. I couldn't, on the links, I couldn't open up the learning objectives or course outline to review. I don't know how, if that was oversight or if they're not posted, or do they need to be posted?
I'm looking at it right now. You're talking about the syllabus, Commissioner?
I was able to get... Hold on, let me look. I got the syllabus.
I've opened the syllabus, the outline, the timeline. And the objectives.
Okay, well, if I'll try it again. Maybe it was just my computer, but I don't have any other objections to this. I thought it was well done. Other than the course being 2 hours and the slides being 21 slides, so maybe it's the same thing as we talked about the one before. There's comments and discussion between slides. So maybe can someone answer that question, is why there are 21 slides and it's a two-hour course?
Is either the provider or accredited on the call?
Commissioner John, are you looking at course 946? Because I just opened up the slides and there are 48.
Yeah, there's 48, but 21 are PowerPoint slides, and then the rest are, it looks like they're just copies of
code.
Oh, I see what
you're talking about. Yes.
And it may be fine. I just would question.
The ones that are, they're supposed to be discussion slides, and I think that's where the time is taken up.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then that makes sense. And then the slides starting 44 are the test questions. So as long as those other slides are discussed, I think it looks like a good course. I just was questioning having 21 slides, but I think you've answered that.
Motion to approve.
Is there a
second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion on course number 946? Then all those in favor of approving course number 946.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 946 is approved. Next, we have course number 899.0, ESE Advanced Florida Building Code Fire Alarm Systems Internet. That's provided by National Training School, and it's accredited by Charles Barr. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that provides an overview of the Florida Building Codes for Fire Alarm Systems. The course will cover topics on the Florida Building Code as they relate to fire alarm systems. We will discuss the various sections of the codes and their requirements so that you can properly plan and design fire safety implementations. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that a method of course evaluation was missing from the materials, including a reference in the syllabus. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course, subject to a method of course evaluation being added to the course syllabus.
Okay, is the provider or accredited on the call to comment on the conditional? Okay, is there anyone else from the general public that would like to comment on this course? Is there anyone on the POC that would like to comment on the course? Is there a motion?
That's a motion to approve.
To approve or for a conditional?
Conditional.
Thank you. Is there a second for a conditional?
No.
I heard Commissioner Stone. All those in favor of conditionally approving course number 899.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 899.0 is conditionally approved. And last but not least is course number 944.0, FBC Advanced Module 6th Edition Swimming Pool Code 2017 Internet. And that's provided by Pinch-A-Penny, Inc., and it's accredited by Contractors Institute, Koenig Enterprises, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that will focus on a variety of topics associated with pool and spa building codes. The sixth edition of the Florida Building Code features new barrier code provisions, updated requirements for pool and spa construction, along with electrical provisions for existing structures. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval? Thank you. Is there a second?
I would second this, David John.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 944.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 944.0 is approved. All right. We are down to the Education Administrator Activity Report, please.
Madam Chair, the Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from January 23, 2020 through March 17, 2020, which includes the handling of inquiries regarding the FBC education program. Also, training funding information for 2019-2020 is included in the report, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Madam Chair, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report for this cycle, for this meeting.
Thank you. Does anyone from the public or the POC have any questions for Michael on his report? Not hearing any. Does any POC member have anything they'd like to discuss at this time? Is anyone from the general public, do they have anything they want to comment on? Not hearing any, I think we're ready for our roll call for adjournment.
Commissioner Dean.
Still present.
Commissioner Smith.
Present.
Commissioner Stone.
Present.
Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Burke.
I'm here.
Commissioner John.
Here.
Madam Chair, all accounted for.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everyone taking time out to do our meeting today, and I wish everyone to stay safe. We are.
Thank you.
Thank you, commissioners. Stay safe.